Next case, please.
Thank you. The next case is 11,615. Michael and Ellen Carta seek a variance from the maximum allowable height requirement for a fence, section 115-185C of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the northeast corner of Roberts Road and Old Mill Road. The 911 address is 2 Roberts Road, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 334, Map 1, Parcel 295. Specifically, they are asking for a 2.5-foot variance in height of a fence in the front yard setback. There are no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and no mail returns. Thank you.
Sir. Sir, you can come back here.
Sir, you need to come back and be sworn in, please. Down there, please.
Swear you in, and then you can hand it down. How about that? Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, it's Michael A. Carta, C-A-R-T-A, at number 2 Roberts Road in Lewis.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? All right.
Now you can take them down there, sir.
And I'll put the horse in front of the Carta.
Okay.
This is where we're going to have a fence.
You're going to want to do that at the microphone.
Okay.
So you take that.
In other words, a split level, a split rail fence. And okay, this will be.
Okay. Do you want to hold on to these and explain them and then give them back to me after?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
This process was started by my son, so I'm going to finish it. He thought that we should have this fence. But we're at number 2 Roberts Road. We have a half-acre lot. We had some disastrous experience with Leland's that we had on 3 sides of our property, and the storm just flipped them off, so we had to have them all cut. So where the Leland's were, in the back of our property, across, not from the property line from the road, but in and over, we wanted to have a 6-foot vinyl wood type fence that would be no maintenance necessary. And the only thing is, we were hoping that we could go from the roadside over to the other end of the lot. On the roadside, coming west on Old Mill Road, past to our property, you can't see where this fence would be because they've got Leland's. You can see it is Leland's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That are all out. In other words, you couldn't see the fence coming west. And the thing is, it's a dead end road. Townsend Farm is at the end. And we didn't feel that there would be any problem in having a variance so that we could have 6 foot all the way across instead of broken down. We had some problems with the property that was behind us, not very attractive. And we did have the Leland's there, which gave us that buffer, and now they're gone, so that's why we wanted to put up this fence. I don't know anybody would like to see. Would you want to see these pictures?
So you're going to replace the fence you got there with the...
Oh, no, that's the split rail we have. That's on the side of the road.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So that's the split rail that I have there on this side of the road. Now, where this split rail ends, we're going over that way with a 6-foot. We can get 6 foot all the way to there. And the reason is, like I say, with that Leland in the other yard, you can't see that fence coming west. It's blocked. In other words, if you thought that fence would interfere with traffic for whatever reason, it doesn't have any bearing with blocking out from that road. It's just the fence would be in further than what that Leland is.
Sure.
And this fence wouldn't be out to our
Sir,
property line.
We need you to get back up there, if you would, please, so we can. Thank you.
Sorry.
I need you speaking into the mic, sir.
But anyway, that's what it would go. It would go all the way across the back of the lot. And I think somebody was saying you have to come in normally so far from the road that has to be a 4 foot. If you're going to have a 6 foot fence, it's 4 feet, and then it comes up and goes over. And we wanted to eliminate that and have it straight, just we can have a 6 foot all the way across, which isn't going to block anything.
Right. But sorry, it's 3.5 for the first 40, I believe, not 4 foot.
It's what?
3.5.
Oh, it's a 3.5?
Yes, sir, it's 3.5.
So we thought, well, yeah, it'd be 3.5, and then we'd have to go up again. So we thought if we could get the variance, we'd just have it the same all the way across. And we have Sussex Fence is supposed to come out Wednesday to do this. And we were hoping that there'd be no problem, you know, in getting that variance. It'd be a very attractive fence, too. It'd be from both sides. It's no maintenance. It's vinyl. And it's a wood simulation. So, and my son's paying for it.
Is the fence right on the line?
Huh?
Is the fence on your line?
Yeah.
It's going to be on the line all the way around your property?
Yeah. Well, just in that back.
Just the back?
Yeah, just the back. Yeah, it's just going to be the back.
Okay, well, see if there's any further questions from members of the board. I'm going to start with you, Mr. Hudson, first, please.
So you're going to put them on the inside, according to the picture there, on the inside of the Leland's from that picture?
Yeah, it's going to be, well, the Leland's on the other property behind
right,
us,
right.
Okay? And if you go on this side of it, that fence doesn't come out past that Leland.
Okay.
And Leland blocks it, so, you know, nobody could see it. Okay. You can't see that fence if you're going west.
And the road
until you come up to the where it is.
And the road next to the split rail is a dead end road. Did you say the road next to the split rail fence is a dead end road? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
It goes to the Townsend Farm at the end. So.
Thank you.
Okay. So yeah, it's dead end there.
Any more?
Yeah.
Thank you. Mr. Ricker?
Well, you know you can go 7 feet in the rear. You just want to extend it 6 feet all the way out past the 15-foot
right, up to
setback.
That, well, it's up to where that split rail is. We're going to be radium with a split rail, which
okay.
is on.
All right. I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing.
About
okay, so you want it 6 feet from, what is it, county road?
Yeah, it's a county road.
Okay.
Actually, it's a state road.
Right, 265A.
Yeah.
Okay. No other questions?
Mr. Workman?
What other questions?
Mr. Mills?
No other questions, but I heard you say that you're planning on having this installed, I believe, this week?
Sussex Fence. In other words,
okay.
they wouldn't do it until
okay.
we have a variance.
Let me just tell you that even if this is approved this evening,
you don't want
There's a somewhere between a 60 and 90 day period where someone could be opposed to it, and
but they've all been notified, right?
Yes, but until the finding of facts are completed, at once they are completed, it's a what 60?
30.
There's a 30 day window that people could. So I just want to forewarn you that, you know, if you act on a decision that a positive decision this evening still doesn't prevent someone from opposing,
right.
And it, you know, could be a mistake. So I just wanted
there's
to.
There's no way to get around it. They already had it lined up. You know, come
well, what if
I'm just I'm just or, forewarning you.
Yeah, they could.
Could they still come and do that?
Oh, you can take that chance.
Yeah,
they'll take it at Superior Court.
I mean, as long as y'all, in other words, you would probably approve it here, but unless somebody else can contest it. Then that could be a problem.
That's right.
That's
and
correct.
I don't
yeah.
see that happen.
Okay, well, that's.
But it's a chance you're going. We want you to understand that, though. That's a chance you're taking.
I just want to make sure you understood
right.
that.
I mean, we're not telling you not to stop it. We're not telling you to go ahead, but we're just explaining to you what could
right.
happen potentially.
Right.
And it'll go to Superior Court, so you
right.
won't know
okay.
until.
But as far as right now, if we feel that there won't be an objection to it, just let them go ahead and do the fence.
No,
I can't tell you to let them do it. We're just trying to explain
sir.
To you.
It's standard SOP. In other words, standard operating procedure tells us that you got 30 days when,
yeah.
you know, anyone can contest it. Okay? After the finding of the facts.
You can go back up there, sir. I was just going to let you know that you're just, as I said before, it's at your own risk. I did have some questions for you, though, that hopefully you can answer. You've mentioned it's that the fence is going to go on the rear of the lot. Is that the side that, because this has got appears to be a corner lot, right?
Yeah.
Is that the side that's going up to Hidden Oaks properties, lots 2 and lot 1?
Yeah, it's going to go up to, well, it's going to be next to lot 12.
Lot 12, okay.
And lot 1 is behind us.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
So that's more, that's your rear yard, not your side yard?
Yeah, that's rear yard.
Okay. All right, and what is it going to be obstructing? What is it that you're trying to block the view of?
Why are you putting it there?
Yeah, you had mentioned there was something that you wanted to block the view of.
It's trash. The gentleman that owned him and his wife, they split. He died, and then there's a daughter that has it. She's, you know, not maintaining the property. So, I mean, it's not, I'm not saying anything derogatory against them. She's maybe have a means to do it. I don't know. But the thing is, we had it blocked anyway. We've had Leland's there since 1997, and only had been 8 feet high tall, so we had a buffer the whole time. Now we don't have that, and we feel that this fence would not be slender, too, that we should have a fence up there. And a nice looking. Not going to be trashy. I had a split rail up there and took it down. After we took the lever down so that they could put this fence in. And it should be nice. I told the people on the other side, I said, I think you're going to like it. It's going to be a nice synthetic thing on their side as well as ours. So it'll give them that much more privacy.
Okay.
I have no further questions.
Okay. And hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? 1, 2. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? You in opposition, sir?
Is what I am. Can I speak without being in favor?
No, you got to come up here and be sworn in, sir. Then, so you're in opposition?
I'm not.
You can come up and find out.
In favor, can I speak? I wasn't sure if I could speak.
Mm-hmm. Yep, go up to the
attorney. Just get me sworn in first, and then we'll.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Paul Ricker, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
Okay, thank you.
Now, you're.
Paul Ricker,
18171. Oh, sorry. And you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, now.
Is why I'm here, and I apologize for this case, but this perfectly comes to my reasoning. Approximately a couple weeks ago, the county approved a permit for a 5-foot-high fence, a barbed wire fence, within the first 10 feet, 15 feet of the road, which in my opinion was under, when I read the code, I read it as 3.5 feet. I believe I had somebody say here 2 in the front, 3.5 feet for the front road, for the height of the fence.
Mm-hmm.
That's an inaccurate statement, I would believe. I mean, the code says 3.5. But I have a 4.5 to 5 foot barbed wire fence next to me.
Can I stop you there? I think you're going to find out that what you're telling us is going to be in violation, that you're not allowed to have a barbed wire fence unless you go to the state.
Here is a permit from the county from 2 weeks ago concerning fence issues.
And you told them it was a barbed wire fence?
We've been arguing back in the county for the last 2 years over a barbed wire fence, a 4 acres, and a GR.
You got me.
There's a lot of things, and this was the first fence code. I was here during another hearing that you did for Mrs. Kerr, or Kelleher, with the horse fence where you allowed the 6-foot stockade in the front with coming in for variance. I had said at the township meeting a couple weeks ago, that even in my comments, I believe the barbed wire fence of 4.5 to 5 feet in the front should have came for variance, not just been an approval on a permit.
You say the township?
Sussex County.
Okay.
And the unincorporated section. But my reasoning here is if somebody's coming in for a fence, we're not following codes on anything else, why this gentleman just couldn't go in and see Director Lank, the permits. Looks good, give him a permit and be done with it. Not to have him come in and say, here's an extra $400 for this variance fee for them to do a fence versus another person. Do what we want when we want. I've been fighting this code for a long time.
I think you're speaking to the wrong body of people.
Yeah.
I believe.
We don't make the.
You don't make the rules or the regulations. But is what I'm saying, is what my point is for this board, is for the fences, if the code isn't accurate for coming in, and you have one that says, you just said 3.5 for the front, if you're under the assumption that 3.5 is the code, yet when you have a permit saying 5 feet, 4.5 within the first, because I always thought it was within the first 40 feet of the property.
And it is.
It is.
Okay. Is how, after all the legal issues and stuff, that one just gets a pass on the permit. Yet you have somebody who doing it correctly.
Can I explain it to you? Okay, let me try. From the markers, okay? Not the road, the markers. If it's a subdivision road, 30 feet back, 3.5 feet. If it's from a state road, from the markers, not the road, it's 40 feet. And you're questioning why, and that's 3.5 feet each way. Then you can go up 7 feet for the rest of the property until you get to the front again, and you got to drop down to 3.5 feet.
Okay. Can I leave you the permit?
Well, sir, let me. If you're
you've got a.
Sir, you got an issue that we maybe could turn over to our attorney as far as on these rights. All I want to know why you came up. Are you in favor or in opposition of the application tonight in regards about the barbed wire fence?
I'm in favor of him getting the fence.
Okay. That's all I'm asking, sir. But if any of these questions, I'll turn them over to our attorney and let him counsel and let him take a look into that for you, because we're the wrong body to address that. Okay? As far as that barbed wire fence and stuff, so let's turn it over to him and get back to the...
I'm saying offense to me, offense is offense. If it's 5 feet up on the top...
But sir, we got to go by what's presented to us tonight. We can't get into that, so let's give it to him if we would do that for a set. So again, you're in favor of this application?
They already have that.
Thank you.
And we'll be putting the fence is on there. Mine's just questioning it coming off the 3.5 feet.
Okay.
How can it just pass, and then you guys are asked to enforce it or don't? Thank you.
Are you in favor? Or
you're in favor or in opposition?
He said favor.
He said
favor?
I'm definitely in favor.
Okay.
Okay.
Everything that he has said.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Okay. There being no other, there was no opposition. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,615 for the 2.5-10, what is it, variance that they're requesting. And he wants a 6-foot high fence to continue on in the rear of his property. He has answered the criteria for the variance in writing. And also tonight, standing at the podium, he has given numerous reasons why he needs the fence up in the back. And the uniqueness of the property would be fenced the way it is and the way he has it in the back of the property, that trying to get himself away from the Hidden Oaks area. I can see the reason why, and that is the uniqueness of the property is backed up to that area. And also the exceptional practical difficulty is not being created by the applicant, because he needs that area to be shut off from that portion of the Hidden Oaks area, which is lot one, I believe, and lot two, for his privacy. And also, the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. We've had a person in favor of the application from the applicant. And also, the requested variance is the minimum that will afford the gentleman relief.
Mr. Rickard, wasn't it, just make sure I'm hearing this right, wasn't the fence to be along the line for lot 12, not for lots 1 and 2?
I'm sorry, did I use the wrong... Yes. Yes. I'm sorry. I saw that wrong.
Okay, lot 12.
Lot
12.
Where does that show me here? Right here. Is that showing lot 12?
Yeah, right on it to your left.
All right, I see. We okay there, Mr. Sharp?
Ms. Cornwell, is it for lots one and two or lot 2?
The original application has it highlighted that it's against lots 1 and 2.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Closer towards Old Mill Road.
Okay.
As to where they wanted to put the fence.
Well, the reason I asked this is because I thought I asked the applicant if it was on that side or on this side.
Didn't I say lot 1?
You did.
I'm getting confused.
And I was getting confused because when I'd asked, I thought he had said lot 12.
Uh-oh.
So.
It is.
It is lot 1 and 2.
It's 1 and 2.
Correct.
Right. Okay. Right.
And it's more or less lot 1 going towards County Road 265A.
All right. Okay.
Thank you for clarifying.
That's okay. Okay there?
Yep, you're fine.
Okay.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,615. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
For those reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I'm Mr. Calloway for the previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,615 is approved. Good luck.
Thank you.
Yes.